had a guest, and they bailed on me. So we're in a one-man. Oh. Sorry. Would you like to join us?
Yep.
All right. If you want to go ahead, there's the mic thing. You need to put that on your mic, and then you see how I'm holding it like a loser, like a weirdo. You
kind
of have to. Well, you see, you know, you have to like kind of. I'm like stabbing myself in the leg with the stand so that the mic is very close to my mouth. You feel me?
Gotcha. Can I take this off? Do I hold this?
Yeah, you're good. I'm far away from you. Yeah, you do hold that. Kind of like you see. Just follow the pattern. It's just a pattern. It's
like
just
that?
A game of life. It's a game of patterns.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Hold up. Sorry. I need to do this.
No stress.
This is the Turnaround J podcast hosted by by Josh Davis. We are part of the Aggie Radio Podcast Network. Find us and more student shows on Podbean and Spotify. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Mackenzie Clark. I started the podcast without you because I didn't think you were coming anymore. I just thought you had
I said I was going to be fast.
And I'm just messing with you. Thank you for coming.
Also, I have been looking forward to this all day. I've literally planned my whole day around this.
Wow.
I've been so excited.
I'm glad. I'm going to do something obnoxious now. Are you ready? So you just like, it's within like 3 inches of your.
Like this? Like
yeah,
this close?
You just like, yeah, say something? I don't
Hello.
Know. That's not something. You're making noises. I need you to say something.
I don't know what to say.
Okay.
Is that good?
Sure. I mean, yeah, you could be a little closer, but it's fine. I'm not mad. Mackenzie Clark, we did it. You're here. Oh, man.
Yay.
My little brother called me out for saying we did it on the podcast. It's like my go-to line. And I'm like so in my head about it. Like every time I say it now, I'm like, freak, like Max knows exactly who I am. And it bugs me. But
I didn't notice that you said we did it.
I do it. I do the beginning and end of every podcast. And Max like annihilated me for it. And I was like, freak. But I sent you this rundown, but I sent it to you fairly recently. But I'm under, rumor has it, sources say that you also have questions for me.
Yes. Okay. So I was nervous and I was like, well, I want to be prepared. So I was like, I don't want it to be super boring and super blah. So I have questions for you.
Just the king of super boring and super blah. Welcome to the Turnaround J. That's actually our slogan.
Oh.
Super boring and super blah.
Got
that's
it,
what
got
we go
it.
For.
So. I was like, after high stakes bingo, I need to be prepared.
On point for this. So I have a few questions, but I feel like we're going to answer those questions through your questions. So why don't you go first? You hit me. What are your questions for
okay,
me?
Okay, should we start off? I don't know. They're kind of deep, kind of not. I don't know. It can be deep. It's kind of up to you.
It can be deep.
It can be done. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Prepared.
We'll start off pretty easy. This is a question I like to ask everyone because it kind of starts off my initial judgment and I don't know your answer to this question. If you could be any dinosaur, what would you be and why?
Oh, see, this is a complex question because if you say T-Rex, first of all, just basic. Like,
yeah.
What are we doing? Like,
oh,
we
yeah. Doing? Like, I hate people that say T-Rex.
Lazy. So, like, give it a second thought. But then also, T-Rex is pretty dope. Like, I mean, come on. Like, what are we doing? Does Godzilla count as a dinosaur?
Okay. I'm going to embarrass myself. I have no idea what Godzilla is.
He's not. He's a lizard who got hit by a nuke, and then he turned into a giant monster. So.
Oh, my gosh.
I disqualify myself, and I'm mad that I did that, because I would have picked Godzilla.
Sorry, it doesn't count.
No, all right. Well, look, I wanted to fire lasers. Did you know Godzilla fires lasers?
Shut the front door. He does not.
Yes, he does. So, like,
out of his like eyeballs?
There's a 2014 Godzilla that's literally like the best movie I've ever seen. Not best movie, but it's like super entertaining. And like the whole movie, you're like, wow, this is like kind of a cool monster movie. But then Godzilla fires his laser at like the climax, and you're like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. All right, Godzilla aside, I think like I want to say like a medium to large sized raptor,
because okay.
Like, because I feel like, you know, there's like some like really wimpy raptors out there. Like,
true.
You're not trying to be like flimsy. You don't want to get like hit by a tail and like you're gone. You know what I mean? Like,
I
I've seen
true.
These dinosaur fights. Like, there's a lot going on. So I want to be somewhat like, you know, dense enough that like if some triceratops like whacks me with his tail, like I can hold my own. Like, I'll probably, you know, like skip a few feet or something, like,
yeah,
regain my footing. But like, I got it. But, like, I don't want to be T-Rex size because then, like, I'll be too slow. Like, everyone's going to see me coming. Like, raptor, you know, you got a little bit of speed going.
And they're like the smartest dinosaur I've heard. I don't know.
I think I'm now identifying as a raptor. we turned into chickens later on. We're very intelligent raptors.
Wow.
Or is it T-Rex? Anyway.
I don't know.
I think the closest living ancestor to the T-Rex is a chicken.
Dang.
Isn't that weird?
That is kind of wild. That's kind of dope, though.
I also could have made that up, so don't fact check me on that. Anyway, but, all right, so what, do you have an answer? What's your answer?
A Triceratops or a Stegosaurus. I think those are so sick. I don't know why. Like, just the fact that a Stegosaurus just has, like, those little chinks on its back.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Triceratops has, like, three. It's like, don't mess with me.
Is it the Stegosaurus that has the spikes on its tail? I feel like all of that could be made up, for all I know. But
I feel like it has the plates, like, lining its spine and, like, on the tail.
But
yeah.
But doesn't it have, like, a mace thing on the tail that, like...
Yeah,
like, that's the dopest thing, honestly. Like, underrated in dinosaur fights, like the biting is like but like when a freaking Stegosaurus swings its mace thing, that's where I'm like, that's where I lose it. I'm like, holy cow, like this is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
That's when the raptor is gone.
Yeah, exactly. If I was a tiny raptor, like, first of all, dead on
gone
impact. Not a move. All right, what's your next question?
Okay, this is a question I also like to ask everyone. What's your Harry Potter house? Sometimes I like to think I can guess, but I don't think I can peg you. I don't think
I'll
get it.
Have you actually listened to this podcast? Did you know the Zoe Erickson? Was it Zoe?
No, I haven't listened to the Zoe one. I'm now embarrassed.
Zoe fought about Harry Potter. Not the biggest fan, but
interesting.
Hufflepuff.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, people think the Hufflepuff is soft, and I just think that we're sensible. I think that we're normal people.
Wow, that was
Gryffindor,
deep.
They just start ish. They're about causing problems. You're Gryffindor, aren't you?
Yeah.
You just start problems. You just like, I'm going to open this door and see what's on the other side. But yeah, that's courage for sure. You're just being stupid. Way to go. Like, I was chilling, taking care of my friends with this whole loyalty thing, and you're over here. Anyway, sorry.
No, that's definitely true. Do you know your Patronus?
I don't know what that means.
Oh, dang it. Okay.
Is that like
anyway,
some
it's
animal
like,
that represents me?
Kind of, yeah. It's like, I'm not like the biggest Harry Potter fan. Like, all I did over Christmas break was play Lego Harry
Patronus
Potter.
If you not
my
the biggest
sister
Harry Potter
and
fan?
Shelby and Shelby are huge fans.
Shelby Black?
Shelby Black lives and breathes
I feel
for
like
Harry Potter.
I roasted Harry Potter in front of her. I expected a better defense out of her. Anyway, go ahead.
Apparently, she's like the biggest fan, and we talk about it a lot. But like, Shelby came home with me this past weekend, and we literally played at Lego Harry Potter all day on Sunday. That's all I did during the break was play Lego Harry Potter.
Sorry, can I just get an age check? Is that am I allowed to
say? All
right, for
it
sure.
It was so fun. Just, hey, I played it with my 26-year-old sister, so it could be worse.
Way to out your sister. I just asked you for your age, and you gave me your sister's. Ruthless. All right.
Do you want an age check, actually? Because I'll tell you.
No, it's fine.
Oh, okay.
Are you embarrassed? You're, like, young. What are you?
I'm 21.
Okay, there you go. 21. All right.
Thank cool. you.
I'm super original. Anyway.
Super good.
Okay.
And then I wanted to know the happiest moment in the last week.
Oh, Judas. Wow. You picked a great time for this. it's been a rough go of it last couple of weeks. So is that, like, 7 days from today?
Yeah.
So it's, like, from this Wednesday to last Wednesday?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Happiest moment. Oh, okay. So I have this. I have one, actually.
Good.
I've been trying to play basketball because, like, I'm trying to, I don't know. Like, I haven't been sleeping well, and, like, I've been kind of a mess. So I'm trying to, like, do something that will just clear the mind a little bit.
Yeah.
So I went to four different Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saint chapels that were either occupied by lessons, volleyball, and the most offensive, pickleball.
Can't believe that.
I'm insulted by pickleball's relevance. It's
are you
worst.
Good at it or are you bad at it?
I've never played pickleball. I'm trying not to. I'm going to keep that streak going.
Okay. Fair.
And I don't play sports named after vegetables. It's just a rule that I go by. Anyway.
Gosh, after vegetables.
What was the other? So then I ended up, it was like 8 at night. And I realized I just spent an obscene amount of money on an indoor basketball. So much money, but I'm going to have it for like the rest of my life, so I'm not sweating. And a pump. And then I realized that I had an outdoor ball that just needed to be pumped up. So I pumped it up, and I went next to the arc. They have the basketball hoops on the side of the arc. And it was like, it said on my phone that it was 40 degrees, and I didn't know if it was lying or not. So I just went for it, and I played basketball for like an hour and a half on the side of the arc outside.
Just out there by yourself just shooting some hoops?
Yeah, it was good. I practiced free throws, working on my form.
Watch out, Justin Bean. Nice. Here comes Josh Davis.
Dude, absolutely not. Justin Bean is like 6 inches on me and would destroy me. But it was a ton of fun. It was good. And I also listened to the NBA 2K soundtrack, which is like my whole childhood.
That's so fun.
And so I played it. And then it was like super cool to play that while actually playing basketball. It was like, it was a very...
Wow.
So it was good.
It sounds like an out-of-body kind of experience.
It kind of was, honestly. Like, it was like, I was feeling nostalgia while also... Anyway, this is so pretentious. But anyway, yeah, that was... That was probably my happiest moment last week. It was good. Cleared the head a little bit. Is that it? Is all you got from me?
Well, I mean, I have other ones, but I don't think they're that good.
Those are your... you don't think they're that good?
Well, one of them's controversial, but...
Controversial? Well, do you have a hot take prepared?
Do I have a hot take prepared?
Okay. All right. Look, my bad. I was just trying.
I did my research. I wanted... I did my research. I try to listen to a lot of your podcasts today. Yeah. Like, I try to, like, whip through them today. Because I don't have
hilarious.
Spotify, and you don't have them on Apple Podcasts, do you?
I should put them up there.
You do?
Apple, I should. I don't yet. But also, Spotify podcasts are free. Like, people think they have to subscribe to Spotify to listen to a specific podcast, and you don't. You can just go to Spotify and listen to whichever one you want.
Dang.
It's like, so anyway.
Wow, the more you know. I did not know that.
I try to spam it. It's not, nobody knows. So everyone's like, I can't. I'm like, you're just not trying hard enough. But, anyway, I shouldn't roast that for people like that. But Mackenzie... Oh my gosh, I just replaced your last name in my head. I just was about to call you Mackenzie Hurd. There was a girl named Mackenzie Hurd in like the seventh grade when I was in seventh grade. Mackenzie
Clark.
I was going to say Clark, but then I started doubting it because I messed up the first time I got the name. How do we meet? Do you remember when we met? Like, what was your first impression of me? Because like, I've heard all this trash talk about me since because of my Aggie Blue performance. It was not well received. So what was your first impression of me?
Okay, so... My first impression of you, so we met when you came back from your mission on activities committee.
Yes.
So my first impression of you was, I'm like embarrassed to say, but it was the howl. Cause I feel like you weren't like there for like meetings. I don't know, but it was at the howl. And I just remember decorating for the howl. Cause it was themed the upside down, but like Stranger Things, but like not Stranger Things, you know?
Right. It was dope.
Yeah, it was dope, but I've never seen Stranger Things still to this day.
Why not?
So I don't know. I don't really like scary movies.
I'm so upset with you, but I keep going.
I'm so sorry.
Stranger Things, it's just good. Anyway, but keep going.
Okay, but I got like, for some weird reason, got put like, I feel like I was in charge of decorating the entire second floor for the howl, and I was
you definitely signed yourself up for that. Don't you put that on everybody else. You're like, yeah, I can do it. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, me. But anyway, keep going.
Maybe my big mouth just got me in a spot that I just didn't know how to get out of.
Yeah,
but...
for sure. Whatever. No, yeah, for sure.
No, but I was like, oh my gosh, I don't even know what the freak I'm doing. And then I needed to go like take a breather, so I went downstairs, and I just see you running around downstairs at the entrance, and you're just like this crazy, just giant ball of energy. And I was like, I need to get to know him because I'm dying inside, and he's gonna make this so much better. Because already that's a long day.
Dude, decorating, yeah. The day of the howl is like, it is a like 20-hour experience of like, let's decorate in like no time, and then let's like host a party with a bunch of crazy BYU kids who just want to break the law, and then like
BYU
let's,
kids,
dude. Okay, but anyway,
no, it's true though, because it's like it's 5,000 people. Like, I wonder what the ratio is USU students to people that actually come up, because USU students probably isn't that high compared to the general population that comes up.
No, yeah, it's like, and it's funny because everyone like, I'll hear all these BYU kids be like, it's not that great. I'm like, well, then why do you keep coming? Like, I don't understand. Like, you guys are the ones who keep showing up. And they're like, yeah, it's just like your regular party. I'm like, okay, sweet. Like, you
you're paying
up.
$25 to get into this regular party and dude, driving 2 hours.
I will never forget. I think I've said this to Alexis, but the Howell Entrance Committee 2019, like we lit it up, because like entrance committee is like the boring committee. Like I was like, oh, like I'm on entrance.
I did it my freshman year, and I was so bored and so cold.
Like I remember, I like rallied everybody up before. I'm like, listen, we're gonna light it up. I was like, you were gonna like smile, and everyone's gonna be so pumped coming into this thing. Like I know that you're just a ticket people, but like you gotta like, if you don't light them up, then they're just gonna be like coming in. But if you light them up, like we're gonna destroy this thing. And then like everyone bought in. I think Sarah Price, she like bought in super hard.
I love Sarah Price.
She went to the sorority house. She's Kappa Delta.
Yeah, go confidently,
and
baby.
And she went and grabbed a speaker and brought it next to her table. So like people are coming in, they're like bumping. There's like the table's bumping. All these people were doing great. And yeah, it was super fun. That was a great year. It was a good time.
Dude, I love that. The Howl that year was so long, though. It felt like way longer than any other year I'd done it.
But really?
I think it was probably the most fun out of all 3 years I had volunteered at the Howl.
I'd only volunteered once before, but I definitely felt, I just loved it. I really like live events, so I just like being like helpful. And it's like nice because it's just like there's so many little things to do. And
yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, cool. Like I can just be doing this. And like, I also hate dancing. Like I'm a D-minus dancer. So it's like my way. of, it's like not an F. It's not like a dope, but it's like, you don't have it going on. And so like, it's an excuse to be like, I was there, but like,
I went.
I didn't really go. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't have to pretend like I'm like a huge party animal. So it was a good time. But.
Oh, that's so fun. I'm so glad. Because I feel like you can find, like at the Howl, you can find anything you want, you know? Like,
right.
There's something for everyone, like a weird magician or like the like the mentalist. Like, people went crazy for that kind of crap. I was like...
That one blew up.
It scares me.
Oh, man.
It scares me so bad.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. If somebody was like, I pick you, I'm like, no, you don't get it.
You don't get it.
Get away from my mind, man. Like, you don't know me. You don't know my life. Interesting. I remember meeting an activities committee. I was definitely super quiet if I was at those meetings because, like, again, like, I'm not the dancer partier guy. So, like, how am I going to contribute to, like, the
but,
dance
like,
party organization?
You're such
like,
a good hype man, though.
I can get into it. I can buy in. I can buy in. You just sell it. You got to forget everything else. Where are you from? You're from the Beehive State? Are you?
Good old Utah County, baby.
Oh, Utah County.
Yeah. Hey, I made it out alive.
Yeah, you escaped. You
I escaped. Logan.
That's only like part of the way. It's like halfway to like real escape, which is anywhere that's not Idaho or Arizona.
Yeah,
AKA Northern and Southern Utah. Anyway, sorry.
It's fine.
I have beef with like millions of people. It's fine.
Just casually, just like doesn't like the entire state of Idaho. It's just like, nah.
I have legit beef with Idaho. I don't have legit beef with Arizona, but. But so you're from Utah County, like Provo, downtown?
Like 20 minutes north of Provo, yeah.
PG?
So, yeah, good old PG, Pleasant Grove, Utah.
What's your favorite part about Pleasant Grove?
Oh, that's a really good question.
I worked at a Domino's at Pleasant Grove.
You
fact.
Did?
Yeah, and I made like $80 in like 4 hours. It was dope.
Yeah, no.
And tips, anyway.
That's rad. Okay. I don't even know. When I was in high school, I lived and breathed for Pleasant Grove High School. Like I was there. I mean, I was on student council. I was there all the time.
Let's
and I was, it was so fun. But I
What's
think
your
my
mascot,
huh?
It's your mascot. It smells like poop. Is that your mascot?
Wait, what?
Do you not know that exit? It's like a running joke in my family is about how when you drive past, there's a sewage plant right next to the freeway across from the BMW dealership.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Every time you drive past, it smells like poop. We're like, no. Why does it smell bad? You're like, oh, it's Pleasant Grove.
Rude. That's actually the exit I take home every single time. It's the Pleasant Grove Boulevard. No, it's real. Because like the sewage plant is like actually in Linden. We're right. Like, so technically I'm from Linden, but like I identify like I'm from Pleasant Grove because Linden's so freaking small. So
Linden.
Linden, Utah. It's just a little guy. It's
yeah,
not.
They just started taking names of real places and changing a letter. They're like, what should we call it? Like, I'm out of ideas. Like, what's a big, London? Linden. Sure.
I think it's a tree. And I think that's where it came from.
A tree?
Is a tree, but like it's Linden, but we spell Lindon. I don't know why.
Great.
I know. We're just really, really, really all over the place.
That's Utah and spelling names. That's how we do.
Oh, yeah. We're really good at that. But okay. But like, I want to say my favorite thing about Pleasant Grove is Taco Amigo. It's this little kind of mom and pop shop. It's burgers and burritos. And it's,
oh, heck yeah.
It's like Tex-Mex, but for me, it's like really nostalgic. When I walk in, I think of like after high school basketball games. Like, it's just so good. Like, that's what I think of.
Right.
And like hanging out with my friends. So right.
That's what In-N-Out is for me. Like, people
I
like
love In-N-Out.
Like roast In-N-Out. They're like, bro, it's not blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, like, this is just like, that's my place. And it's funny because, like, yeah. Anything in California just gets made into like a shtick. It's like, oh man, like wow, that's a California thing. It's like, it's literally a burger joint. Like, like take it easy, pal. Anyway, this is a really important question.
Okay, I'm ready.
Ken's, Kenzie, or Mick?
Mick.
Mick.
No. Just kidding.
Do you care? Like, is this like a part of your life? You...
So it's interesting because people at like different places of my life. So like all my friends, like I just reconnected with a friend from junior high.
Yeah.
She calls me Kenzie. all of my friends from high school will call me Kens, and all of my friends from college will call me Kens, but like I can, and my family calls me Mackenzie. It's really interesting because I can kind of peg people from where they met me, like with what they call me.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun. I don't really care. I think my favorite nickname, even though I don't even spell my name with an A, I love Max. I love, like, there's very few people that call me Max.
That's a nickname?
Yeah.
That's just a lie. You're just, okay, all right. So it's like that. You just take it. That's a lie. You are not, you can't get to Max.
What?
I have a younger brother named Max.
Dang. Okay, fine. Then call me Kens.
Kens is the preferred of the.
Kens is whatever. I mean, it's kind of, it's short. It's Kens. Easy to say.
I feel like I've done it a lot on accident. I'm starting to get to that point. I think my brain is aging older than my body. Because I'm starting to get to the point where I just start calling people whatever I want. Like, I'm not like, oh, your name's Mackenzie. Like, I'm going to call you Kens as if, like, I'm allowed to do that. Like, as if we're, like, close enough friends. Like, I'm just like, oh, hey, you. Like, I'm calling you this. Like, whatever. And it's like, wait, why am I? That's like a real, like, 30, 40 year old dad thing to do. You know, yeah, it's like, I'm going to call you whatever the freak. It's like, what are you doing? But my little brother, his name is Lucas. And I've actually found that I'm the only one who calls him Luke. I've, like, started
realizing,
I didn't know it. But I think it's because, like, a seniority thing where, like, he corrects everybody else. But, like, because I'm his older brother, like, he just didn't bother.
He doesn't.
Or whatever. Maybe he tried one time and I forgot. And
he's you're like, nah.
I'm like, nah, dude. But, like, like, I call him Luke. But, like, my younger brothers both call him Lucas. And my parents call him Lucas. But I think I'm the only one who calls him Luke. So.
Okay. How many brothers do you have? How many siblings do you have?
I don't even know. Oldest of four
boys. Oldest of four boys?
Yeah.
I'm third out of four girls. Our family is our
wow,
opposite.
You actually line up. Your personality lines up with my third brother.
Really?
Max. Did you listen to any of the Max podcasts?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Max.
You, like, claim to research this show.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
There's only so many hours in the day.
I'm just giving you crap. I don't actually care. But I,
just
but yeah.
Joshing.
And he actually started his own podcast.
Oh, really?
He's too good for me. He's 15, but he's got his own podcast.
Dude, mad respect for that, honestly.
Yeah, dude. We're going to do it. There's going to be some collaborations. There's some
yes,
network,
please.
Network news on the way on that. So I sent you this super late, but like, so where are you at? Are you like a TV girl, like movies, music, none of the above? Do you just hate the world? Like, too busy to care about anything else? Like,
I don't know. I'm really about, like, I love music. I grew up doing choir. I did. I'm not a good singer. I'm like a good background singer. Like, I'm a good harmonizer.
During choir? Wait, what does that mean?
Doing. Sorry, okay. I guess that
they
wasn't
said during.
Clear.
I was like,
during. Yeah.
Is there a choir that I missed? Anyways, I can keep going.
No, yeah. I grew up doing choir from like fifth grade until I graduated high school.
Okay.
I did it for a long time. I really love music. One of my favorite classes that I have right now is like a rock and roll catalyst for change class. Super dope.
Is it good?
It's so good.
Is it easy?
It's kind of easy. Like, I mean, for me, it's easy because I grew up doing like music theory and all that stuff. So
not gonna be easy for me.
I don't have like unless you know that
reverse
stuff.
Course.
No, it's good though. It's a lot of fun. I also danced a lot of my life, so
okay.
It's kind of fun. Like, I don't know. I've always loved it. So yeah. I do. I'm not. I lose attention really fast. So movies are hard for me. I'm very distracted.
I need to find. Are there girls who like movies? Is that just a... Never mind. Anyway, that's
no,
like, so sexist.
Okay, well, I like movies, but I don't... I'm not the kind of person that'll just turn on a movie and turn on another one. Like, I... If it's
right.
I'm almost always fall asleep because I just...
You and 90% of females? I don't know. I don't want to be... Whatever.
No, it's fine.
Judgmental or whatever. But, like, I have found that almost all girls are just, like, zonked. Like, just out. Like, there's just no movie. Unless it's a Nicholas Sparks movie. Unless it's, like...
Here's the thing. I don't think they're that good.
Okay. All right. For sure.
I mean, I'm a big...
Matter
I'm
respect,
a huge...
honestly. That's like... to admit
you.
That, that's like... That takes a lot. Takes a lot of moxie.
Wow. Thank you. I really appreciate that. No, I really like... I like movies. It depends on what movie it is. I mean, okay, romance movies almost always will totally zonk out. But like, one of my favorite movies are like Remember the Titans or like Forever Strong.
Dude!
42. Love 42. I cry every time I watch 42.
I tried to watch that and I think I didn't. I gotta, yeah. I try not to watch movies unless, like, I'm gonna get in the zone.
That's fair.
Like, the other day, I watched this movie. It's called Little Fish. I recommend it. It was kind of weird, but it was cool. It was about, like, if there was a more common version of Alzheimer's that was,
dang.
Like, starting to spread. And then it's, like, about this couple and how, like, the guy in the relationship gets it.
Oh, dang.
And then it's, like, them remembering their whole relationship. It's like super heavy, but like it was really cool. But mostly like I had to size myself up for it, right? Like if I wasn't ready going in, it would have been like I'm out. Like I don't really care that much. But like because I was like, all right, I'm dedicating this moment to this movie. Does that make sense?
No, and I think that's like how you really enjoy movies.
100%.
I think that's how you're supposed to watch a movie.
Hot take right here. I'll sneak one in.
Oh, okay.
I love going to movies by myself. Like I really love it. Like I love it. Like I do it all the time in high school, and it's hard right now because no theaters or whatever. But yeah. But I would, and I think there's Utah theaters are still open, and so I've looked at it, but all the movies are terrible. But but like I love it because then you just pay attention to the movie and you don't have to care. Like you don't have to think about like, oh, does this person like it, or like, oh, how's it, like, do I have to like fit in? It's just like, nah, dude. Like I'm here. This is me. This is this movie. I'm out.
No, that's so rad. I love going to movies with other people because I love like sharing that moment with other people.
Right.
Which, and I think it's on my bucket list actually to go to a movie by myself. Like I want to get to
bucket list.
Yes. Well, okay.
It's like my day to day. I strive. Anyway, sorry.
No, it's true though, because I think I don't know. I just always feel awkward walking into a place without myself. Like with what?
Without myself. Deep.
English is
Kenzie
hard.
Clark getting deep on the pot here. I just feel like sometimes I walk into places without myself.
And then I find myself in the movie theater by myself. No, I just have a hard time going anywhere by myself. So I always feel awkward. I feel like I'm like, I don't have a companion, you know? Like I don't have anyone with me, even though I don't normally, but.
Right. No, yeah. I've definitely had that. That's actually, yeah. Yeah. But sometimes, you know, you just got to put on a fit. You're just like, I'm freaking cruising. Like, I'm going to this movie theater.
Do you dress
by
up?
By myself. Dress up is strong. Like, dressing up as a dude is, like, so lame. Because it's like, oh, man, like, I'm going to put on this fit. It's a shirt and pants. Like,
and
crazy.
Maybe some cool shoes. You're
like, oh, wow. Oh, those are his newer shoes.
Oh.
Nice. Like,
they aren't as dirty.
Sock game is, like, low-key part of it. But not even then. Like, even then, it's, like, cool. Like, I wear cool socks all the time. Because, like, I just, that's it. Like, there's no, like... it's so lame. There's no way for like a guy that's like, oh, did he wear a button-up shirt today?
Wow.
Long sleeve? Whoa. You're like,
he really tried.
I know. And then as soon as you put on a tie, it's like, bro, chill. Like, what are you doing? You're like, oh, okay, sweet. So I can't even. Anyway, yeah. There's no way to win. But
a
yeah,
girl can like, wear a dress literally anywhere, and they're like, wow, you look so nice. And you're like, thank you. just hang out.
Just because I'm not wearing pants. All right. For sure. Yeah. Exactly. Thanks. Appreciate that. Yeah, no, it's the worst. But so music is up your alley. You danced.
Yeah, I don't actually tell a lot of people that. So here it is on the pod
coming out. It's only like widespread information now. But did you dance like through high school or just up until?
So I actually did ballroom, which like isn't embarrassing, okay. But I feel like it kind of is. In like, I don't know. I feel like everyone's like, ballroom's so lame. Like when we're
it's
in high school.
Like, it's weird because you'd think it's lame. But on the other hand, like... nobody can do it. So it's like one of those things where like, it's like people are like, want to go like, oh, that's lame because it's not like whatever, hip hop, like cool, like whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
But like still like, I don't know, like you show up to a wedding for like it comes the dancey part. Like you're killing it. Like whatever. Like I got the ballroom dancing done. Everybody else is like looking like an idiot. So.
No, it was, I did it. Thank you. I don't know. I did it from like fourth grade until right around my sophomore year. It's like kind of the reason why I quit was kind of sad. Like
there's
like,
always drama.
Well, there was like drama and like some girls on the team didn't really like me. Oof. And they, I don't know. I don't really know what happened there. I kind of just said, I'll take the hands off approach. I'll just be done. Cause I was just getting into student council.
You're doing stuff.
And building my, like trying to manage your time in high school is not like super easy.
Oh, did you do that? I just wasted all my time. I don't understand. different high school experience, but okay, keep going.
Nah, I just spent all my, like I said, I just spent all my time like living at the high school, going to sports events that I didn't know anything about, but I still went. So nah, but I did it up until my sophomore year and it was a lot of fun, but it's something that I regret giving up because it's just like a form of expression that a creative outlet, like obviously getting to plan events and everything like that is so fun, but having that creative outlet where you can just like use your body to express how you feel,
yeah,
it's just like next level.
It's super cool, right?
It's so nice and you feel so good afterwards. One, because it's exercise, and two, because you just feel like you left it all out there.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah,
it's really nice. Like I don't know, I didn't really like do sports.
Yeah,
I kind of did, but like not really like competitively up past like eighth grade, so I feel like I can't really count it, but
okay.
I don't know, my just like leaving it all on the court kind of thing. Like that's right. How I feel like I'd leave it all on the dance floor and it was gone, you know?
Yeah.
It sounds really cheesy, but.
No, like, that's super cool. That's exactly, like, that's why playing basketball the other day was, like, so cool. It was like, oh, like, I know how to do this. Like, this is fun. Like, it's like, I can just focus on that and nothing else. And, like, that's what I'm doing at that moment. It's cool. It's like, it's, have you seen Soul?
Yes. Oh, I love
where
it.
There's, like, the in the zone thing.
Yeah.
It's, like, cool. You're just getting a place where you're, like, this is, I'm just here. Like, there's nowhere else that I am. I'm just in this space. You know
yeah.
I mean?
No. And a lot of people were saying that, like, competing is, like, really stressful for them. But that was, like, the one thing where I felt most at home was, like, when I was performing, when I was on the stage for choir.
Interesting.
Like, when I'm running an event, like, that's when I feel like I'm in the zone. And I feel like you're just focused and everything's going. I mean, things can definitely go wrong and I think they're supposed to.
Yeah.
But like being in the zone and like dealing with those as they come, I think is so amazing.
Yeah. It's funny seeing directors in their zone because it's like, yeah, it's funny seeing that live. I remember Sai would get into this like hyper stressed like ether where like he would never be mean to you. But you could tell he was mad. It was like the funniest thing where you're like he had this furious face and then he would just tell you like calmly like what you needed to do and you're like, okay. And he was like running to it.
I love
Sai. Sai's super good at being composed. But yeah, it's cool because like your thing is like events and stuff. And I actually have like the same thing with public speaking where everybody else is like, oh my gosh, I hate this. This is the worst. And I like, as soon as I get up to like whatever, a podium or whatever, like it's definitely like something clicks. Like, you know, there's fear. But I think there's like, for me, it's the icebreaker. Like, you do the icebreaker, and you get, like, a little courtesy laugh. And as soon as I have that courtesy laugh out of whatever crowd I'm talking to, like, I'm gone. Like, I'm good. I'm in the zone, and, like, I'm rolling from there. So.
You're so good at it, too, because, like, I, listening to those podcasts, like, I got to listen to the, I tried to get, like, a gist of, like, what you guys talked about, so I didn't, like, ask you guys the same things. Obviously, that didn't, like, work very well. But you're so good at talking to people. Like, that's like definitely one of your strengths. It's unreal.
I mean, yeah, I got lucky. My
lucky.
Actually, I get it. It's from my genes, honestly. My grandpa's the king of it. Like, you think that I'm okay? Really? I'm good at this. Like, my grandpa, it's amazing. Like, it's the nature of being curious. And like, my grandpa is so curious about everybody. And so like, he's in his like mid-80s now. He's like not even doing great, but he'll still like saunter up to like somebody, even if it's like, you know, in the family or whatever, but like, and just like start telling him about like the randomest thing and then start asking him about like the randomest thing. And like, bam, like you're having like a half hour conversation.
Wow.
About like whatever. And it's pretty funny.
I love that.
But
you should have your grandpa on the pod.
Dude, I should. He wouldn't want to. He'd be like, what? It's like, you can't use me for your content? What is this? Abuse?
Abuse? Elderly abuse.
But so dancing and music, is there like a genre of music that you're super into? Or like, I'm just going to say it. Like, are we doing basic? Or are we just like.
Okay, I can definitely be basic. Like, lived and breathed for One Direction while I was in junior high. Obviously. Like,
right.
I mean,
I think that was, yeah. That's
pretty much everyone.
Pretty universal. I've been surprised how consistent that one is, yeah.
I really like, okay, I love listening to Christian rock, like, especially on Sundays. Yes, it's so good.
Wow.
It's kind of a good vibe, but, like, what?
Do you tolerate country?
Tolerate. My sister, like, really loves country, so she's starting
you
to get
like
me
country.
More into it. Yeah, I'm.
Okay, well, there we
I'm
go.
I'm a changed woman.
So Christian rock. Well, keep going. I interrupted your train.
Well,
but
like it kind of depends on the mood I'm in. So I try to listen to Christian rock when I'm like having a bad day because, you know, like it like boosts me up.
Amen.
And then,
you
but like
lift
also,
me up
oh yeah, go off.
Dude, I heard like a version of that song 100 times in my mission. Shouts Elder Sarabia if you're listening. Freaking hate that song now, thanks to you. Anyway, so
oh rip. No, I like Christian rock. I can tolerate country. I don't really like twangy country, which.
So you don't like country? That's
no,
that's
no. I like.
Because
nah.
that for me is the difference. That's how you get from folksy to country.
Really?
As soon as there's a twang, like you lost me. And the weird thing is, there can be twang in the voice. It doesn't have to be the instrument. It can be like a wah. Like if there's sometimes people do that with their voice, and I'm like, I'm out.
You're like
me.
A piece.
I'm like
tap out.
Oh, like I remember. Yeah. Anyway, but country's not my spot. But so it's pseudo country.
Country. Okay. I can do twangy because my dad loves it.
Okay.
So now that I'm like. Now that I know your definition of country, so technically, yes. I also can, my little sister and I can, like, get down to Chris Brown. I freaking, it's so, Indigo by Chris Brown, dude, is, like, next level. I feel like I leave this earth and I just run around my kitchen. It's so good. So I love, like, R&B kind of stuff. I also really like rap.
Wow. Okay.
There's nothing better when you can figure out, like, when you can get a rap down.
I could do all of Blessings 2 from Chance.
Really? Oh, you're wearing a Chance shirt, though.
You know it.
Number one fan.
Represent. Be encouraged. I went to his concert, what was supposed to be my the week before finals. It was dead week.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody else was studying. I'm like, yeah, right, dude. Yeah. I'm going to this. I'm going to this. Did I fail my finals? Anyway. But
hey, it doesn't matter. You went to Chance.
Dude, I went. It was. Wouldn't trade it for the world. It was dope.
Sounds amazing.
So rap, do you have like a Chance? Who do you like in rap?
Okay, so I do like Chance. I do. I like. Here's the thing. I like pretty surface level. Like I don't dive deep into it, but I really like what is like playing. My little sister and I love.
I'm so nervous.
My little sister Amanda. I think you're gonna hate this, but my little sister Amanda loves Nicki Minaj.
Oh, okay, that's fine. That's acceptable.
Okay, I'm not gonna say Cardi B or anything.
That's like a that's a guilty pleasure. I'm okay with guilty pleasures. There are some ridiculous rappers out there, but actually, I'm still waiting. Keep going. I want to see. I think I'll probably have beef with your favorite rapper because girls seem to love this guy. But what's your favorite of the rappers?
I think my favorite. I think my top favorite would probably be Chance, but I don't do a lot of research. Okay. Like I like listen to his music.
Sure.
But I'm not like super into it. I also really like Kendrick.
Okay. Not bad.
Drake isn't like top notch, but like he's pretty good.
Oof! There you go. You lost me. That was it.
Oh,
that was
I'm
the one.
Sorry.
I don't know why. Like, okay, he's good.
Yeah.
He's made good songs.
Yeah.
He makes a lot of bad ones. Like, and also like, I'm like a real loser because whatever. Rap is about just bad things all the time. But straight up, I feel like every time I listen to a Drake song specifically, it's like the worst. It's like, let me tell you about like all the alcohol and drugs and girls that I'm doing all the time. I'm like, no thanks. I'm going to go do something else instead. Like, but anyway, I have beef with Drake. I have fake beef with Kendrick, but Kendrick's good.
Kendrick's good. I really liked the Black Panther soundtrack.
Oh, for sure.
Freaking
that's dope.
So good.
Wild.
But, I mean, I can also, I really like pop. I really like Dua Lipa. She's so sick.
My professor, Chris Garf, had a Dua Lipa song stuck in his head today. Fun facts.
Oh.
I didn't know who it was when he said that to me, but I'm glad he said it to me today, because now I have a story to tell. Anyway, sorry.
No, I'm glad.
Dua Lipa.
I don't know. I think the only one that I'm not, like, a huge fan of is probably heavy metal. I mean,
interesting.
I mean, yeah, probably really out of character, but
you know, when people say I like everything except country, I think that they're just forgetting heavy metal. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like those people are also like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like we gotta add like an asterisk to that sentence. Like, we're including
heavy metal into
we don't
country.
Even count it as a genre in this, but yeah, nah, yeah, heavy metal. I have some friends who are into punk, but punk is even a step before heavy metal. Heavy metal is like the craziest version of that, so. Interesting. So do you have like a go-to artist? Is there like, because a lot of people have like an artist that they just like vibe out to. It's like, would that Chris Brown? Is that like your?
Chris Brown? Okay. So like if I'm feeling myself that day, then it's Chris Brown. But if I'm just like, because like I said, I did choir. If I just want to sing my freaking lungs out, I'll listen to Shawn Mendes.
Okay.
Because I really like the acoustic and I really, I have a really low voice for a girl. I know you're going to judge me because I said Shawn Mendes, but I have a really low voice for a girl. So I can sing a lot of the guys that sing on the radio. Like I can sing the same range.
I mean, Justin Bieber as a kid sounds higher than most girls.
He sings higher than I do.
Yeah, he's crazy. He's actually really talented too. He's come around.
I really liked him in the beginning too. So
I was his age and therefore despised him. But then I think stole his haircut. So
got him. He got him there.
He won. I don't know.
Nah, it's so fun. I don't know. I really like Sean if I'm really feeling it. One Direction obviously is like a nostalgia throwback.
Okay. No, I actually think One Direction is good. I actually think Harry Styles is really good. I don't
not
like
as much as
I don't
Alexis,
like,
I love
I'm not like
him,
a
though.
Go-to. It's not like I'm like just alone listening to Harry Styles someone day. Like, but like I have some songs that I like by him. He's interesting. Like it's not a lot of, you know, when pop bands break up, they usually try to just delve into more pop sound. They're like, woohoo. But like he really just went his own deal. And now he's kind of making his own sound, and so
it's really rad.
Super cool. So you said you played sports.
Kind of.
We're doing like one year runs on all of these, or?
Well, okay. I played soccer like most of my childhood.
That's like a.
Yeah, I did it up until about ninth grade, and then I kind of quit because I hate running. So, but I was like a keeper. So, I didn't like running, so they put me in the one spot that doesn't have to run at all, which was great. And then I played softball for a while. I really like softball. So fun.
For a while? How long were you playing
softball? Like 3-4 years.
Okay. Yeah, that's a real run.
I love it. But so my dad's a volleyball coach. So everyone in my family played volleyball except for me.
You were the rebel.
Yeah, I was the rebel that danced, that played soccer. like nothing with my hands.
I
want to
be a real girl.
I'm a real girl.
You just stuck it to everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. You got it, Dad. I don't know. I just didn't like it. I don't know. But my little sister actually plays college volleyball up in Oregon. So Amanda's a freak athlete. She's so good at what she does. Hey. She's unreal. So sports, not really my thing.
Is she like tall? What position does she play?
She's played like every position, but she's shorter than me. So she's like 5'5". She doesn't play setter.
Is that a position? I might have just made that up.
No, it is a position. Okay. You were right. Okay. She's like played middle blocker though. Her vertical's insane.
Interesting.
Last time I asked her, it was like above 30 inches. She jumps so high.
Freak.
I don't know if it's still like that. I haven't asked her. I should probably ask her, but.
I've been working on my vertical. It's probably like 18 now. I'm just kidding.
Hey, that's good.
I don't even know if that's true, but I want to be able to dunk it. That's like my low-key physical goal.
I feel like you're tall enough to do it.
I've dunked it once before, and I can still dunk. Right now, I can dunk on like terrible hoops.
Oh.
But like.
Well, I guess I can do that.
Okay, when I say terrible, at a 10-foot level with like a janky rim that's like spotting me 2 inches.
Oh,
like,
gotcha.
I can like sneak it in there, but
it's a game over for me.
Oof. So you played softball?
Yeah, softball and soccer.
Soccer, okay. Do you have a favorite sport of like the baseball? Like, is there like a? Do you watch any sports?
I like to watch baseball because it like is nostalgic with my grandpa. We used to like go to Salt Lake Bees games with him.
Wow.
So fun.
That's fun.
And like I spent like my 18th birthday at a baseball park. So
really?
Yeah, no, I love it. I love the atmosphere.
It's cool.
I mean, I don't really understand football. Like I didn't understand basketball up until like the last 2 years.
Basketball's like the simplest.
I'm really embarrassed, I know.
Put the ball in the hoop. Like I don't know. Like
but like the positions. Like I wanna understand the sport, you know? Like I know the goal. Okay. But, like, I wanted to know, like, in football, I wanted to know what a down meant. I wanted to know why you would get a flag on the
play.
Football
is actually probably the most complicated.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's more like a strategy sport than it even is a...
It's insane.
It's like, oh, yeah, how, like, what is our strategy for playing the other team? Less than it is. That's why I like basketball, because, like, every player can impact every play at every moment. Instead of, like, football where it's like... Let's do like 1,000 plays and like 2 people impact every play. And you're like, nice. Like, this is terrible.
Rad. But. Yeah. I just really like I like asking questions and figuring out all these things, but I really love the atmosphere that sports give. Like that's, I mean, as a person who doesn't really do sports or anything, I'm just like all about being there with my friends and the vibe. So good.
Just vibing.
Just before COVID, football games, loved going.
Really?
Loved going to basketball games, even though I had anxiety because I didn't want to ever go by myself, even though I should have just asked someone to go with me. But I don't know. I just love going. I just think the energy is unreal. Also, being able to scream at people that can't yell back at you is like so good. It's like a stress relief.
Dude, USU with those freaking chants, man. We go hard. Go hard in the paint. A little too hard sometimes.
a little too far, but it's too good.
I love the winning team, losing team is my favorite thing on the planet.
What is that on the scoreboard?
Do we have a scoreboard? Yes, we have a scoreboard. What's that on the scoreboard? Yeah, no, we go ham. We pour on the gasoline. So you'd say baseball, though, is your favorite sport.
I really like
that's a terrible
baseball.
Take.
And I really, I also really like watching, like,
baseball's boring.
I really like soccer too, and everyone also thinks that one's boring.
You watch soccer?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like have a team that I like or anything. I just like watching it. I just think it's so interesting.
I don't understand that at all, but okay, sure. Soccer. I think soccer and baseball are probably the most boring of
really?
All the sports. Oh yeah, for sure. Like basketball is number one. I don't think it's that close. I think it's like basketball, football is somewhere behind there.
The bottom of the heap, soccer and baseball.
Definitely baseball. Baseball's really? Like, we could be like 4 hours of that. It's like a four-hour
football game
ordeal. Yeah, I guess you're right. I don't know. Basketball's like 3 too. It's not like you're cheating it super hard, but I don't know. I'm not a huge baseball guy. I don't feel like I need to explain myself.
Don't get me wrong. I love the jazz. I mean, I've lived in Utah my whole life. I feel like I have to take pride in the jazz. But also, one of my roommates was like a huge Royce fan.
O'Neal?
Yeah.
Royce O'Neal. Wow, that's a deep pull. All right.
Yeah, sure. She loved him. And I was like, okay.
Like romantically? Like she's like, oh yeah, he's...
I don't know. Anyway, I'm a little bit old.
I'm being stupid. Don't worry about it.
She's married now, so it doesn't really matter. No, she talked about Royce O'Neal all the time. She also loved Donovan. So like she started, I started learning more about the team.
Me and Royce O'Neal have a little bit of beef. I like beef. Royce O'Neal. I just don't love him.
Okay.
So it's great. I want to upgrade at his position. We'll say it that way. Oh. I feel like.
Okay.
This is getting passive aggressive. Anyway, Mackenzie Clark, rumor has it you researched a hot take for this podcast.
It's pretty.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, you have the floor.
I'm ready. Okay. My hot take is that mustard is better than ketchup.
Woo! I like this one.
Thank you. I think ketchup is so bland. Like I'll have it on my Chick-fil-A nuggets, but like that's because they don't offer mustard. Like spicy brown mustard on a sandwich, on like a bow, like on a turkey sandwich, next level. You cannot tell me you're gonna put freaking ketchup on a sandwich.
I'm insulted by you right now. Not because of your take on mustard, but because you're just slight at Chick-fil-A just now, the king of sauces, the fast food king of the sauce game, and you're just putting ketchup on those?
I don't like Chick-fil-A sauce.
No!
That's my hot take.
Frank! I've never been so offended. Sorry, I'm far from the mic right now. For your ears' sake. You don't like Chick-fil-A sauce?
Nah.
It's literally like sweet mustard and mayo.
I don't like sweet things
Fight me.
That much.
First of all, they have honey mustard at Chick-fil-A.
No.
They have honey mustard.
Honey and mustard. Tell me why that sounds good.
Wow. So you don't like honey mustard?
No.
So you're a mustard purist.
Yes. Yellow mustard or spicy brown mustard. That's or Dijon. That's it.
Dijon?
Dijon. I don't know. Is that like its own thing?
Dijon or Dijon? No, that didn't work. I was trying. Anyway.
There is no
try it. Anyway.
We'll start with this guy.
So I think ketchup is overrated. I'll meet you there.
Okay, thank you.
Your takes on Chick-fil-A sauce are abhorrent and might get edited out. That's how we're really sitting on it right now.
Oh my gosh.
It's offensive. Because like, okay, even if you don't like Chick-fil-A sauce, which is like, honestly, I think it's pretty good, but it's not like amazing. It's just the rest of the world hadn't discovered fry sauce. So like Chick-fil-A sauce is like a step closer to fry sauce. And so the world's like, wow, Chick-fil-A sauce is amazing. Like I've had fry sauce a million times. This is like kind of like fry sauce.
Like the spread from In-N-Out. So
but the other sauces at Chick-fil-A are great.
I don't know.
The buffalo, the ranch.
See, I don't like buffalo
sauce. Spicy sriracha. I know them all
like
by
that.
Name.
Oh my gosh. This is a man that's dedicated
to
his craft.
I'm super mad right now. I'm like trying not to make eye contact. But tell me like, do you put mustard on a lot of things? Like will you just have fries and mustard? Or
yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah. Chicken nuggets and mustard, bomb. Like tater tots and mustard, don't even get me started. That's so good. It's so good. I actually threw away the ketchup fridge because my old roommates left it for me and I was like, no one's even freaking using this. So I tossed it the other day. It didn't expire for like 3 months. I was like, no one's even using it. I'm tossing it out.
I'm a big sauce guy. Like sauce is important to me. I have a lot of sauce in my life. I really like there's a barbecue sriracha. Sriracha barbecue sauce.
Interesting. I only like barbecue sauce on like pulled pork. I'm really particular.
I don't love barbecue sauce actually, but this barbecue sauce is like smoky and like it's got the sriracha weirdness going on. It's kind of cool. I like that one. But I actually think barbecue sauce is overrated. If that's a hot take.
I agree. I mean, it's not hot between the two of us, but I think that's like a hot take.
I feel like barbecue sauce is like spoken as if it's like a relevant part. I feel like the place that barbecue sauce has in my life should be occupied by ranch. I feel like ranch.
Yes.
Ranch serves a much more flavorful and wonderful purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas like barbecue, I'm like, cool, like. Just like ketchup, but not basically.
Yeah,
thank
you.
You know what I mean?
It's like weird. It's weird. I don't know. But I want to try that barbecue sriracha. That sounds so good.
It's pretty good. It's not like, it's not going to change your world, but you're like, whoa, this is trippy. There's like little flakes of like chili peppers in there. So you're like, what's going on? There's all sorts of. Do you like buffalo sauce?
No.
Ooh. So you don't like, you like mustards, mustard seeds, but cayenne peppers, they just betrayed you.
Cayenne peppers.
Are you not a spicy person?
No, I put Cholula on everything. Like, I have Cholula, like, taped to my, I guess if you define Cholula as spicy, but I love Cholula.
Cholula's pretty good. I think Tapatio's better. This is,
really?
This is, but it's not because it's, like, flavor on its own is that great, but I feel like when I put Tapatio in something,
okay,
it always makes it better without taking away from what I'm eating.
See, that's why I like Cholula.
Well, I don't feel that way. I think Cholula, it just hijacks it. It's like sriracha. Sriracha is the ultimate culprit for this. Where you put sriracha on something, it's like, I am now eating tomato paste. Like, you're no longer, yeah, like, you are no longer eating whatever else you were eating. It's like, it's tomato paste solely. But,
oh, yeah.
So it's Cholula.
Well, that's what ketchup is.
Ketchup. I don't like tomatoes in general.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. I don't like sliced tomatoes, but, like, if there's, like, a cherry tomato in, like, a pasta salad, like, I'll eat it.
You're Satan. You're the opposite. We are polar opposites. Grape tomatoes are disgusting. Literally, like, sliced tomatoes in stuff. I was literally about to say, sliced tomatoes or tomatoes, like, as a part of things.
Like, on a burger?
Yeah.
Like, no way.
It's like, whatever.
Are you,
like,
kidding?
Okay, sure. Contributes to the flavor. It's like, it's a whole experience. But then, like,
I have to
ISO this grape tomato. Like, this grape tomato is now going to explode, and I have this disgusting flavor take over all of my taste.
Wait, grape tomato? Are you talking about cherry tomatoes?
Is that the same thing? No, they're the same thing.
No
way.
What's
a cherry tomato?
A cherry tomato is like the little ones that are like this big.
Whoa, I didn't realize you said cherry tomato. This is like controversial. I think it's definitely a grape tomato.
No way. Can I look it up?
Yeah, you can. I'm really mad at you right now.
I'm kind of mad too. I've got some beef.
That's
I'm like,
definitely not a cherry tomato. But
where
did
you hear grape tomato?
Look up grape tomato right now. That's a real thing. But literally, like, when a grape tomato, when you bite into a grape tomato and you don't like tomatoes and, like, every corner of your mouth is now filled with tomato, like, I want to die. Like, I literally gag at the thought of a grape tomato. I hope listeners everywhere who hate tomatoes are experiencing what I have often experienced as a grape tomato victim.
Okay, one of the main differences you'll find between a grape versus a cherry tomato is its shape. They're two different things. Grape tomatoes are long and oval, whereas typical cherry tomatoes are shaped like a cherry and most grow perfectly round.
Just like me.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I couldn't stop myself. really couldn't hold back on that one.
Dang. I'm really.
These are the same thing.
Apparently, they're like interchangeable. Okay, well, interesting.
I thought cherry and grape tomatoes the same. I don't distinguish. I don't have bias. I don't see tomato differently just because of their shape. I think they're all terrible.
They're all bad. But you'll have a freaking sliced tomato on your burger.
Yeah, it's just blended in. I'm tasting burger and then a little bit of tomato. I'm not tasting this just overwhelming sensation of tomato infestation.
That's insane to me.
I hate tomatoes. At me. At me, tomatoes.
Come at me.
There's a Twitter for tomatoes.
I hope there is.
Mustard. We like totally got off track, but some mustard.
Yeah, mustard. But we went off to more hot takes, so I feel like it's still relevant.
Mustard, man.
Mustard, dude.
I feel like mustard is really underrated.
It really is.
I don't have it alone a lot. One of the times I'll have it is like corn dogs. They always offer mustard.
So good.
And I don't even think it's better than ketchup with corn dogs.
Specifically
corn dogs.
Okay, I was like.
In general, whatever. But I'll just dip my corn dog in some mustard just because. Doesn't really make any sense.
No, it's.
What's your favorite mustard food combo? Like, what's the other half of that?
Dang, I'd probably say. I really do like corn dogs, honestly.
Wow. Yeah, so I really insulted you just now. I just like.
It's okay. I'll forgive you. I also really, like, I don't normally like hot dogs. I feel like corn dogs are different, though. I don't know. Hot dogs are just, like, weird.
Okay.
It's not that different, but it's sure. Different in my head.
Like, I don't know. I'm not going to stop you. Like, look,
it's like cherry and grape tomatoes.
Oh, man. All right. That's it. We've crossed the line.
I don't know. Mustard and, like, tater tots is, like, next level good.
I actually agree with that one. That's, like, I don't know why, but the texture of like the tater tots when they break up into pieces and you got so the mustard good. Going on. Tater tots or french fries?
Oh. Okay, what french fries are we putting on the table? It depends.
Regular french fries.
Regular french fries, like, from, like, Walmart? Or like
you're
from
asking
McDonald's?
Too many questions. This is an easy question. If you have to think about it this hard, then you're already wrong. Because the answer is obviously it's obviously French fries. What are you talking about? Like French fries are better. Do you think tater tots are better than French fries?
No, I don't. But it depends on the French
fries. That's all I wanted out of you. You couldn't have just given me that. You just had to give me this little shtick about.
Well, it depends on which French fry it is.
Well, all right. So have you had Burger King fries?
Okay, no, actually.
That's a hot take. Low key, the best.
Really?
I actually
better
think than McDonald's? the best fast food fries. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the best fast food. I was like, get out.
No. Like,
no way.
I'm not saying that Burger King's great. $1.50 nugs, though. But their fries, I actually do think are the best. Because they're like the right size and like texture where they're crispy on the outside, but gooshy in the middle.
Ooh.
Whereas like Wendy's fries, I'm more like, eh. I worked at Wendy's. I probably shouldn't say that. But I worked there and I still love it. But
I like Wendy's. It's like what we would eat going to volleyball games.
Best fast food place? It's quick. Last question, quickly.
In-N-Out for sure.
Amen. Amen. Do you know how many In-N-Out shirts I have?
How many?
Less than four, more than two. For Mackenzie Clark, I'm Josh Barris. This has been the Turnaround J Podcast, the Aggie Radio Podcast.